This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Steve Schultz is the Executive Director of Cycle Oregon. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yesterday, a big announcement for Cycle Oregon. Tell us about the decision your organization has made.
Yeah, so we had to make the decision yesterday as a result of the COVID pandemic to cancel all of our events for 2020, unfortunately.
Wow, that is obviously gotta be just a punch to the gut for you.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough. Everybody is really disappointed, from obviously the riders to the organization to the communities we visit to the sponsors, partners, service providers. You know, there's no winners in this whole thing, and a lot of us are in this together. The event industry is being hit hard. The nonprofit industry has been hit hard, and we're just one of those unfortunate people in both of those arenas. So
for folks that aren't maybe as familiar, you have the week-long ride that maybe people are more familiar with, but you had other events planned as well, right?
Yeah, so we have four events now. We do our week-long classic in September, which is the one sort of our signature event. We also do a women's only event, which is a day event. We have our weekender event, which is a summer weekend, and then we do a gravel event now. So all of those events run up through the summer. Our gravel event was supposed to be in May, which we pushed back to October, but just sort of looking at the whole forecast and not understanding what we'll be able to do, what we won't be able to do, safety precautions that need to be made built into our systems. It just seemed the best decision at this point to basically ensure safety for everybody.
For Cycle Oregon, when you do, and the week-long event I did once, I'm the most familiar with that. There are so many logistical things, contracts you've got for people that are providing different services and working with the communities to provide food and make all of that happen. It's really hard to navigate that when everything is so uncertain.
Well, and that's it. And that's it for sure, Kyle. And, you know, that we have so many moving pieces. And if you think about, for example, our classic, we have 2,000 people. Everybody sits in a big old dining tent together. So you talk about trying to have some social distancing for people. You know, you're talking 10 acres of tents. You know, there's no way to put those together. And we don't understand what we're going to need to be put together. We need time to develop that and be safe with that. And the communities that we're going to, and if you know, as from a former Cycle Oregon participant, you know, these rural communities, they don't have the safety infrastructure. If we come into their town and someone were to get sick or something were to happen, the resources there, they don't have. And so we're just putting higher pressure and higher risk on those communities by coming into there when we don't have everything flushed out and supported on our end. So, you know, there's a lot of investments that are made. You know, this is our sole revenue stream are these events, and that's how we do our mission. So, you know, there's a lot of expenses that have been made, deposits that have been made, you know, that we can't recover at this point. So we're going to be, you know, trimming things down here for the rest of the year, seeing how we can navigate through this and try to build something for 2021. And a lot of it's out of our control. We don't know what's going to happen. And so we just sort of wait and see and develop the best process that we can when we get there.
And I know, depending on the route, the year I went, there was probably four or five stops where there were more cyclists than there were people in the town.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we come in, we're about 2,500 strong on that classic. So there are a lot of the rural communities we go to are nowhere close to that population. So we quadruple populations every time we're out there. So it's a big thing, you know, when you think about coming into those towns too, from a communication standpoint, you know, we overwhelm networks. And if they have one network for their entire town and there's something that there's a communication people that people to get out, talk to family or whatever, you know, we are going to impact that possibly. So there's just so many layers to this that there's just no way for us to feel good about it.
And aside from your events and the classic in particular, you're bringing in people from all over the country to do these, some of whom get their first taste of Oregon or maybe a repeat taste. And this impacts not just Cycle Oregon, but future tourism as well from people who aren't going to come get to do the rides.
Yeah, absolutely. We bring about 48 states and 10 to 12 countries every year come on our classic event. So we're a big draw to the state. It's about a $5.5 million economic impact just from that week event coming and bringing tourism dollars into the state. And as you well aware the tourism industry is now in some dire needs as well. So, you know, we don't want to be impacting anything we don't have to. And we just all hope that we can rally together at the end and figure out a new way to do this and bring this economic boost back to Oregon.
And what are some of the things you're doing for the balance of the year?
So we'll be working on processing cancellations for the next couple of months as we try to navigate those pieces. And then we're going to be working on what does it look like for the future and how do we create ourselves as a brand? You know, how can we operate? How can we succeed in our mission of helping rural Oregon and being an economic benefit to that, building community through cycling, if we don't have big cycling events? So that's a whole different model for us. You know, if they say, well, you can have a cycling event that's 250 people, that's not how we're built. And so we need to figure out how to recreate ourselves and partner with different people, work with different foundations, how we can continue to provide these amazing experiences, promote the vitality of Oregon, and be safe all along the way.
And I see you even had to kind of take a drastic move as well with even ending the lease of your office space.
Yeah, we're shutting down our longtime office space here in Portland. We've had an office space for decades, but we just need to trim that back. We need to furlough the team for the year and figure out how we can sort of circle the wagons. And, you know, we've been forced into working remotely, so we're going to have to kind of work with that. For now, we're going to work with some of our partners to see if we have some places that we can convene as a team on a regular basis. So we're together, because part of that continuity is what makes Cycle Oregon so great. We have a super strong team, including all of our volunteers and partners, and it's because we engage with each other a lot. And not being able to do that is going to be a challenge, and so we just need to find new ways to do that.
Well, it was sad news to hear yesterday, but when I thought about it for a second, it was the obvious choice, because you don't want to invest so much into an event and have even stronger economic repercussions later by not putting it off or not canceling it until the last second.
Yeah, and that's it. And we just wanted to try to do that, try to not, you know, make huge contracts, investments or deposits, put more money into it, and just wonder what if, and then not have anything to figure out what's next for 2021. And we want the brand to continue. We want our mission to continue. So this was the best strategy for us, was to, you know, sort of look long game at it and say, this probably is not going to work out this year. So our energies are better focused on how do we continue to go for the next decade.
And it was not that many years back. You had an issue there with the big fires raging in Oregon, too.
In 2017, we had to do that, and that was a last-minute thing. And, you know, I never thought we'd have to go through this again, but here we are. But the whole world's in it right now. So everybody's feeling the pain, and there are no winners. And so, you know, that hurt us. The fire hurt us. So we've been trying to rebuild and try to work that out. All the way down the runway, and had to shut that down. So we don't want to be in that same predicament again, and we want to try to be able to support our riders as much as we can, give our vendors and suppliers as big of a heads up so that they can make some different plans. I mean, you think about our classic event, you know, it's millions of dollars that are invested to make that event happen, and a lot of that money is all for service providers. So all of these folks are being impacted by our decision. So we don't take this lightly. There's a huge ripple effect to the state, to the riders, to people coming into town. So it's, as I said, nobody wins in this. It's just really devastating to people.
Well, and it's really a signature event for Oregon. I mean, it's been a long time since I did it, but it's one of those things that you never forget. And even recently, one of the folks that I rode Cycle Oregon with, we were talking about it like it was yesterday. You know, it was just something you never forget, an incredible cycling experience. And we certainly hope it can return in 2021. Steve Schultz, Executive Director for Cycle Oregon. Steve, thanks for being on this morning. Good luck as you navigate these tough waters.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.